It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, and Happy New Year to all of you out there, and people listening on the web. Happy New Year. The weather here in Hawaii is just excellent. If you're freezing your buns on the mainland, too bad, because it's nice and warm, and the weather is great. And we have two great people here, Theodore DeWord and Sean, I can't say his last name, from Royal Purple.
Good afternoon, George. Thank you for having us here, and Happy New Year, and Happy New Year to all.
Delighted to be here, George.
Yep, always a pleasure having you guys on. It's just too bad nobody gives you hard questions. So, anyway, again, Happy New Year, and glad that everybody's in one piece, and we didn't find people wrapped around coconut trees and telephone poles. You know, it's easier to climb the pole without the car.
Well, we did have that one accident on in Halawa right before New Year's.
Oh, yeah?
The on the motorcycle and that Camry.
Oh. Well, hope he wasn't a listener. Must not be, because otherwise they wouldn't be in the accident.
Yep.
So, anyway, the topic is ethanol. We're trying hard to get it going. This is election year, 2010. Just to let you know, ethanol will bring up the economy and help with jobs, but the legislature is against it. What's up with that? Are they supposed to be for business? Isn't their job to make more money for the state instead of just go the easy way, furlough? Oh. You know, it's their job to go out hustle more money for the state. That's their job. That's what we pay them for. Okay, remember now, we pay them. And they took a 5% cut in pay, but had a 35% raise.
No, 36, George.
Oh, okay. Well, big whoopee-doo.
George, anyway. How many, and I realize this is an estimate, but how many jobs do you think would be created if they were producing ethanol on Kauai and or Maui and the large ethanol stations that you want to build?
Well, you know, it's a question that's pretty hard to answer, but basically, we estimated 3,000 new jobs, and that's counting truckers, maritime workers, because we got to ship the ethanol between islands, the plant workers, station workers.
And your maintenance people.
Yep, everything, all the way down the line. So it's a big industry that we want to start in Hawaii.
How many millions are you talking, George, just to start up?
We're looking 300 million just to start. And it's high because ethanol, like I said, it's not like gasoline. Gasoline, you can put it in plastic, rubber, whatever, and no problem. It doesn't get affected by the container. But ethanol is affected by the containers. That's why you'll never find whiskey in an aluminum can or in a plastic bottle. Whiskey is always in glass. And glass is the only thing that will not contaminate the ethanol. So, go figure. How are you going to do the ethanol station with glass pumps?
How about stainless steel?
Yeah, that's very expensive. So anyway, this is what we're trying to do. And the ethanol thing is only going to grow bigger and bigger. Lots of people are saying, nah, this ethanol is junk. It is not junk, folks. Ethanol made from Hawaiian sugarcane is the best quality ethanol you can ever get in the world. I'll give you an example. Is the Maui onion the best in the world? You bet your life. But it's Arizona onion. It's the same Arizona onion. It's the soil that made it better. And if you put it in the lab will tell you they're both the same onion, whether it's in Maui or Arizona. The same with the ethanol. The sugarcane grown in Hawaii is different. In the lab, it tests out all exactly the same as corn, biomass, whatever. But put it in the engine. An engine will tell you different. It'll have more horsepower, more gas mileage. So, both worlds. You get both worlds. All from Hawaiian sugarcane.
Well, it must have more BTUs per unit volume than
no.
Here. It does not?
No, Theo. It's everything is exactly the same. And the guy's been arguing with me that it's the same. I said, no. Put it in the engine. Engine will tell you different.
Well, you could put it on a dynamometer. It would be the quickest.
Oh, yeah. It shows on the dyno. It's between 7, depending on the car, it's between 75 to 100 horsepower more. So, there we go. Now, how can we answer that? I don't know. It just works. And if it works, why argue? Use it. You save money. It'll double the gas mileage.
People don't like save money.
I guess not. So, that's what we're looking at. And my partner, William Maloney, on Kauai, has been really frustrated because a lot of funding people have come forward and pulled out, all because of negative advertising or propaganda about how bad ethanol is. Okay? On the mainland, you all know that ethanol doesn't have a good name for itself. They're saying on the mainland, ethanol does not give the mileage, the E85 ethanol does not give the mileage like gasoline. So I went out and tested. Now this is all on my own dime now. I'm using my dime, not the states, not federal government, my own dime. Okay? I tested the ethanol, the E85 ethanol that they have on the mainland. It's not E85. It's only 50% ethanol. Not 85%. Okay? And when we tested what the other 50% was, it was garbage. So now, when you mix garbage with ethanol, it kills the ethanol. It's like whiskey, folks. You put ice cubes into the whiskey, what happens to it? It gets weak.
You dilute it.
Yeah. Okay? Even better. If you put milk into the whiskey, what happens? There we go. So
sour milk.
Yeah, same thing. So anyway, that's where we're at on the ethanol. But, you know, I'm just surprised. Think about it. How many people in Hawaii, other than myself, is trying to push ethanol? You see anybody up there? No. Anyway, so much of the ethanol. We're trying to push this year because ANB is slated to close down in Maui this year. Kauai already done it. If we keep losing our sugarcane growers, there's no ethanol, folks. And when there comes a day that there is no more gasoline, you tell me what you're going to use for gasoline. Yeah, I know. Fred Hemming said electric. You know how much it's going to cost each and every one of you to change your car to electric?
and how much it's going to cost you to charge it.
Yeah. How are you going to charge it if there's no gasoline? The power plant works on oil. And there's no more oil. Where do you get electricity from? Heaven? I don't know. This is a bad situation here. Well, we're going to make ethanol from sugarcane, and the bagasse that comes off from the leftover after making ethanol, we're going to make electricity. So we'll have both worlds. But the service stations that you're talking about, Theo, is going to be run on solar batteries. Completely green.
Yeah, photovoltaic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what we're looking at. Anyway, give us a call at 296-5467. Wanda, you have the new trivia for this year, the 2010 one. And this is sponsored by Billy Cressman from Crestec Cleaning Center. So?
Okay. Ready? The Judiciary Building was designed originally for King Kalakaua as what?
As his palace.
Maybe.
Sean, what are you laughing? Okay. Give us a call at 296-5467. The prize is excellent. Trust me. Billy Cressman from Crestec Cleaning Center does not give away cheapies. He gives good stuff. Right, Theo?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. He's first class. Okay? Go down and check it out. Crestec Cleaning Center on Ha'oli Street, across the street from Time Supermarket on King Street, just past Zippy's and Washington Intermediate. Give them a call at 942-2500. And you can call us with your right answer, or Wanda's right answer, at 296-5467. Okay? Anyway, I've always been preaching royal purple, royal purple, royal purple. So this guy comes along and says, oh, yeah, you're pushing royal purple because you bring it in and you're warehousing it. No. We don't even sell it. We use it in customers' cars, but we do not retail it because, number one, we bring it in drums. How are you going to take away quartz from a drum? Okay? So, we do not retail royal purple. We use it in all the customers' cars. Okay? So, whenever you mention something in Hawaii, people think, he's selling it this way. No. While we're on that subject of, I call it jealousy. And that's what we have a lot of in Hawaii. And we shouldn't. We should help each other excel and go up instead of go down. Okay? Anyway, the thing I'm getting at is these fine people like Jake Shimapukuro and Beth Midler, they're all from Hawaii. How come there's no talk about them? I mean, yeah, they're on a small scale compared to Obama, but I don't see any hype about Jake Shimapukuro and Beth Midler. I mean, how come we don't praise our people from Hawaii that do good? We should be proud of them. Hawaii is just a speck on the world. And yet these people have created, they accomplished so much. The word is jealousy, folks. Because they didn't get to be there. Anyway, so much for that. Give us a call at 296-5467. And Sean was just telling me about, he was interested in buying a Toyota, but not from Surfco. So I said, well, there's Maui Toyota. That's the only independent guy in town. So now his light bulb went on. So anyway, if you got a question, give us a call. 296-5467. Or if you want to chance your luck for 2010 on winning the trivia. You have the call? Wanda?
Yes. Okay, we have Gail from Kailua.
Hi, Gail.
Hi, Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. I was calling with my answer. Is it the armory? His armory?
Call us back and try again.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we have Elton from Hawaii Kai.
No, he's illegal.
Hey, George.
Happy New Year, Elton.
Happy New Year. How about the Royal Palace?
That's correct.
Oh.
We got the right answer.
Great.
Oh, wow. You got
the
answer.
Actually, George gave the answer. He said a palace.
Yeah.
Well, most people don't listen to me, you see. Now, I tell them to use Royal Purple. They don't listen until the car breaks.
I use Royal Purple.
Yeah, I know you do. Very few people listen, though. You'd be surprised how many people listen.
That's true.
So, well, what's up with that?
Yeah.
I mean, you tell them the tidal wave's coming. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And when they look at the wave, oh, my God, it's here. It's too late.
They wait till the last minute.
Yep. Okay, congratulations,
okay,
Elton.
Thanks, George.
Thank you.
Take care.
Aloha. Okay. So, that was too easy.
We got the trivia question out of the way very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Are we going to have another one?
2010, it goes fast.
Yeah, but are we going to have another one today?
There it is.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita. And his guest today is Sean and Theodore DeWord from Royal Purple.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Whether it's your fuel system, your steering, carburetor, or injector systems, using Royal Purple products with its extended oil life saves time, money, and the environment. Royal Purple's superior oxidation stability means oil changes can be extended up to 12,000 miles or more, depending on the equipment.
For the health of your car and the longevity of your engine, use only Royal Purple.
On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Pfluger Honda Yamaha, New City Nissan, Quick Fix Cycles, Harvey Maeda on Kauai, and Maui Toyota on Maui.
Since 1978, Pearl City Transmission has proved quality, dedication, and exceptional service to their customers. Pearl City Transmission has grown to meet the needs of their customers with a 12,000-square-foot location in the YPO Gentry Business Park. Ian Nakashima, with the help of his family and a crew of expert technicians, gives you top-notch diagnostic services and repairs. Be aware of imitators and remember there's only one Pearl City Transmission. Pearl City Transmission in the YPO Gentry Business Park. Call them at 671-8767.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. Sorry, folks. I don't know. I don't know what's happening here. I mean, this really upsets me. I'm
the new year, George.
Okay, we got Rolling Bob on the line.
That'll calm you down, George.
Hey, Bob.
I just have one thing to say. Okay, George warned me. That's my only comment. You folks can figure it out. But on a related subject, let me give you a little tip about when you're driving in the fog. Slow down. Oh, my God. Man, it was bad enough a few years you couldn't see, and people were driving like they were on the mainland, 90 miles an hour. I know they were probably rushing last minute to get to the party or something, but if you crash, how are you going to get there? It's just amazing. But anyway, it's the new year, and my New Year's resolution this year is I'm going to be nicer to politicians. Because I've come to the realization that they can't help themselves. Charles DeJoux is bringing up the rail thing. The people voted for it. But then, of course, after they voted it in, what did they say? They need another, like, $500 million or they're $500 million short. But it's no problem because, you know, we just raise taxes and everybody's happy. So it's that time of year. But I had a pretty good New Year. Didn't make it over to your place, George. I'm sorry, I got a little sick. Had to go home. But other than that, it's a beautiful day here in Hawaii, and let's start off the new year positively. So, oh, wait, I do have one funny story that maybe some of the callers might relate to. Can I have 30 more seconds?
You got 15.
Okay. A friend of mine has told me this story. He gets in his son's car. He's got, like, an older Ford Explorer. And him and his son, they're going to go, you know, to Costco or something like that. And he says every time his son steps on the gas, he notices that the check engine light comes on. He says, what? And every time he stops and idles, the check engine light goes off. He goes, how long has that been happening? He goes, I don't know, a couple of weeks. He says, you know, let's go to the gas station and check your oil. When did you check your oil? He goes, oh, I just checked it last week. He pulls out the dipstick. There's nothing on the dipstick. So he says he buys them one quart, you know, figuring, oh, it's just a little low. He says he just checked it. They end up putting in 5 quarts of oil. He had been driven. He doesn't even remember the last time he checked his oil. But I would think, wouldn't the oil pressure light come on first?
Not on some cars.
Oh, amazing. So, folks, just take a few minutes once a week or the first of the month. That's what I do. The first of the month is the first day of the month. I check my oil and look around under the hood and see, make sure everything's good. Okay, I'm way long. Okay, with that, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Okay, Bob.
That is common, Theo. I see that all the time. People just too damn lazy to check the oil. And that's good. Because it's more business for me when they have to put a new motor in. That's fine. They just want to bring business in.
Help the economy.
Yeah. And they use the 87-octane gasoline. And a guy calls me up. He's been listening to the show for 4 years. And is using all 87-octane. Now the engine is damaged. So he wants to know what he can do. I said, well, you got two things you can do. Turn the car in to charity or spend $8,000 or $9,000 for another engine.
Did you burn up the pistons?
Yep, it melted the pistons. He said, no wonder I was hearing this noise going up a hill.
That's an explosion. How many explosions per second do you think, George?
I just don't know. How else can I help them? What else can I do?
Nothing.
That's it. You know, I tell people to use all the good stuff, and their thinking is negative. Oh, you're making money from that, that's why.
Or it's too expensive.
Yeah, one or the other.
Bulai.
Whatever. Okay, so you go figure. Anyway, give us a call at 296-5467. Air Optics, the flat, is excellent. It creates a rubber coating inside of the tire. You don't have to change the tire. It inflates the tire halfway so you can get to a gas station, fill it up the rest of the way, and then just drive on. You don't ever have to fix the leak. It'll fix it permanently. Okay? So, again, how many people got Air Up? Sean don't have it. See? I told you they don't listen.
You know why?
296-5467. Let me know why you don't have one in your car.
Because the bus no need.
The bus?
The bus.
It does. You got to carry one for the bus driver. Okay? So, anyway. Do not self-diagnose your car. We have a lot of people trying to self-diagnose. This one guy called me this morning, in fact, and said he wants to have his timing belt changed because the engine is dying on the idle. Well, timing belt doesn't cause the car to not idle. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Dot 3 Dean on the line.
Happy New Year, Dean.
Happy New Year, Ted.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, I've been meaning to tell you guys the story that just before Christmas, one Sunday afternoon, my brother and I had to swap cars. So I said, okay, fine. He left me his 2000 Lexus RX 300, you know, for me to drive for the day. So I don't know, something possessed me to do this. I said, you know, I'm going to check under his hood, you know, to see if all his fluids are topped off and all. Okay, so I get to the dipstick of the oil dipstick. Ay, ay, ay. How come? I thought when I did, I noticed like there was a shuddering noise. I put in his dipstick. Next thing I know, ooh, there's only like a drop of crud on it. So I wiped it again. And I said, hey, something's wrong. I don't think this car has any oil. So I said, all right. So I went in my back house, poured one quart of Royal Purple 5W30 because this car needs the 5W30. I still see a blank thing. I said, something's wrong with this. Put another quart in. Still, I don't see the dipstick wet. Put a third quart in. It just at best brought it up to the ad mark. Okay, put a fourth quart in. It was finally full. So I told my brother, how could you have been driving your Lexus around with no oil in it? But I said, maybe now you'll get hooked on Royal Purple because you have 64,000 miles on this thing. So this thing now will probably last you till about 90,000. But so for his Christmas gift to me, from me, was a new oil filter and a quart of 5W30 Royal Purple. I said, the next service you go to, you don't change the oil. You just tell your technician to add this oil and use this filter.
No, Dean.
Yeah.
The reason people don't fill oil in is because they don't want to pay the price to have the oil changed. So they drive it until it's empty, and then they fill it up with new oil.
Oh.
Yeah, you get him now? It's called saving money.
Ah, saving money. Well, hopefully he'll get hooked on this Royal Purple is what it is. He'll see the difference. He'll
okay.
The difference. Okay.
Thanks,
hey,
Steve.
Thanks, Pat. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Lawrence from Kaneohe.
Hi, Lawrence.
Hi, Mr. Nita. I hope you have a prosperous new year for Nita's auto repair. I want to ask you a question about car. My wife's going to buy a new car this month.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Mazda, Honda, Nissan, Toyota. Which is the top and which is the bottom?
Toyota is your number one Japanese car.
Okay, despite, and I know you said a few years back they had problems with the coolant seeping into the engine block.
They all do.
They all do, okay.
Yeah, but Toyota is your best, and I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. It's cheaper there, delivered to you.
Or the people down here honor the warranty if we need it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I'll give you the number.
Okay.
What is the number? 537.
537.
4447.
Even paying the young brothers to ship it over is still cheaper.
No, they ship it for you.
Oh, okay.
And it's delivered to your door.
Oh, yeah. And then well, we like to see what we buy. And then,
yeah. What he's going to tell you is go to one of the Toyota dealers here, and try them all out, see what you like, and just let him know what you want.
Yeah, because my wife was looking at it, the Nissan Rogue. I never heard of it, but I tell her, you know what, don't let these salesman con you. I gotta go with her, and then so I tell her, don't you just get the Corolla? It's just a grocery getter. You know, she's gonna retire already, so something to run around to the mall.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot cheaper for Maui Toyota.
Maui Toyota. Okay.
Yes.
I'll give him a call.
Okay.
All right, thank you, John.
That's a direct line now.
Direct line.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay. Who's next?
We have Lani from Kaimuki.
Hi, Lani.
Hi, George. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
You know, I'm calling regarding the ethanol again. You know, the Hawaii State Tax has credit, the tax credit for ethanol facilities.
Mm-hmm.
And you're supposed to be able to get the credit up to January 1st, 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they're really stalling and hemming and hawing on getting an ethanol facility, why did they put in this tax credit, and what was this tax credit for? You know.
If tax credit is to entice people, business people, to build ethanol refineries
and invest in ethanol.
Right. But your not my legislature, your legislature, are all against ethanol.
It doesn't make any sense if they put in this tax credit, don't you think?
Yeah, it's a federal tax credit law. And
that the state has to put in.
Yeah, the state has to do.
It's a state tax credit, right?
Right.
See, first you have to get your permits.
Yeah, well, see, the way they do this is for you to get federal funding for whatever, they have stipulations that, okay, if we give you this, you got to do this. And one of them is a tax credit for ethanol, which all our legislatures are against. And they're fighting us tooth and nail all the way down the line, all the way to even the permits.
You know, really, they set this up, and it says that you can get the credit if you put in what investment in a qualified ethanol facility.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any qualified ethanol facilities here?
We're trying to build one now in Kauai.
Yeah. So, in other words, there's none that is existing at this time.
No.
Oh, so nobody's eligible for this tax credit. Oh, it sure is crazy.
It is.
Oh, okay. Well, I've been seeing this tax credit for a long time, and if they've had it for this long and there's no facility,
yeah,
it doesn't make any sense.
It's no facility because they're stopping us.
Mm.
Well, how can we go and build one if they're stopping us?
Yeah, and you can't you can only take advantage of it up until December 2011.
I think Lingo is trying to cut that back. From the last I heard, she's trying to cut it back.
Cut it? You mean cut it out?
Yes.
The credit?
Yes.
Well, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Aloha. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay, we have Matt from Aina Haina.
Hi, Matt.
Happy New Year.
Same to you.
I got a quick question. When filling up the tire pressure, is it better to follow the what's on the tire where it says what's the maximum, or is it better to follow like what's inside the door jamb where it says recommended? Because it's a pretty big difference.
You follow the tire.
Follow the tire always, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay?
Very cool. Thank you.
Okay. Aloha. Yes, you follow the tire max pressure. That's with, because the tire that came with the car is no longer. So you can't go by the door. But a lot of people, especially tire people, they recommend the doorposts. We don't.
Can you repeat the number for Maui Toyota again?
What was the number?
537.
Yeah, wait, I got to look on the computer. 537-4447. Okay, now we can clear the screen. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, George, you're just like the president in his teleprompter.
Yeah, but my teleprompter not working like his one is working. Okay, so anyway, when you get a damage, an accident with your car, and whether it's your insurance coverage or the other person, they always come out and say, these are the shops you can take it to. Okay, listen to what they're saying. These are the shops you can take it to. Well, you can take it to anyone that you want. I recommend going to the best. You know, I don't know about today, but long ago, back in the 60s, a lot of the adjusters for the insurance companies used to get a kickback from the body shop for recommending and sending the jobs there. So, you know, hey, folks, this is America. The last time I saw, it was still America. It's your choice. You take it to wherever you want to go. And it's up to the insurance company to deal with that body shop.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita and his guests from Royal Purple, Sean and Theodore DeWord.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
According to the editors of Hot Rod Magazine,
we've torn down some of our dyno engines that have been seriously abused, but with Royal Purple in the pan, the bearings have looked new. Royal Purple actually improves the condition of metal surfaces by remaining long after pressure would have been squeezed out of ordinary lubricants. Royal Purple responds to increased pressure with increased viscosity.
To keep your car running its best, use only Royal Purple. On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Tiki Cycles Unlimited. On the Big Island, it's Magoo's Auto Parts, Maui Toyota on Maui, and Harvey Maeda on Kauai.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay. Okay, we're back rolling again. And thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101. I lost it.
Well, you want to go to calls?
Okay.
We have Stanley from Waimanalo.
Hey, Stanley.
Hi, hey, Mr. Nita.
Yes.
I'm an old man, so you got to speak a little louder.
Okay. Turn up the radio. Oh, no, don't do that. We're going to have feedback.
Hey, Tom.
Okay.
Okay, I got two problems. I get two cars and, get problem. First one I want to ask you is a 91 truck. It's a Chevrolet and a 6-cylinder, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened is, actually I don't drive, see. Before I used to be a mechanic, but now I don't touch those things. So from what I noticed, I said, at first I thought I was kind of hard of hearing. I checked the thing knock, but it doesn't sound like a crankshaft knock. You know, the thing.
Mm-hmm.
bearing part there.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like something else, but I was wondering if there's anything else you think of. First, I did put in a new clutch. I don't know whether the guy put in rebuild one or new one.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound like the knock is heavy. Eh? It sounds more light.
Hmm. Okay.
And then,
when did the knock start?
Oh, okay. One other thing, my son has a bad habit. He's not good in standard shift, see? You know, his coordination with the clutch and the gas. The gas is, he don't set the gas enough so the car, truck move forward. If he don't set the throttle a little bit more, when he let the clutch go, the truck die off.
Mm-hmm.
And then in stardom time, he press the gas, you know, all heavier, so the engine rev up and the truck go. So I was wondering, when he do that, the engine die off, the oil pressure drop, eh?
Mm-hmm. Okay. But
I was wondering, that would make the, you know...
No, first of all, I need to know what grade of gasoline and brand you use.
Oh. That's to find out whether it's not coming from the engine.
Well, you see, 5 years ago, the state allowed the oil companies to lower the octane three numbers.
Oh.
And if you're using any of the 89 or 87 octane, that too is below minimum.
Oh.
It will destroy the piston.
Yeah, the old days I used to notice that when they put the low gas one.
No. See, if you have 87 in there, I think you damaged the piston.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay. On the car, it's a 98 Lumina, six-cylinder,
Mm-hmm.
You know, on a radiator, they get two radiators,
One is a recovery.
One for air conditioning and one for the water.
No, one is for recovery and the other one is for the coolant on the radiator.
Yeah. Now, what the problem is, I have problem the water leak in the oil crankcase.
The water is what?
Yeah.
Water is leaking into the crankcase.
Yeah. But the car run good. But you know when water go in, the oil
turns milky.
Huh?
The oil comes milky color, chocolate milk.
White.
Yeah. Now, what's happening is, for one, you haven't flushed the radiator once a year.
Yeah.
Acid buildup in there and electrolysis, and it ate the water jacket inside of the engine. So oil, the water is leaking into the oil.
What is your water jacket? I kind of forget. What's that?
It's inside of the engine. You have an internal coolant leak that's leaking into the oil.
Yeah.
I would recommend you get some stop leak and put it in.
Oh, because what about flushing the engine with all the water?
Yeah, you got to flush it to clean it out first and then put in a stop leak.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Okay, I'll try that.
All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for calling. Okay, who's next?
We got Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Same to you.
Same, Bob.
Oh, I'm so glad George was answering that last caller's questions. George, you did such a good job. George, I wanted to tell you that your opening statement, opening today's show, talking about ethanol and investors dropping out.
Mm-hmm.
George, my opinions are that watching
you know, the new administration. And this includes from the top of the, you know, the head of the snake to the bottom of the tail, Lingle, that from Obama to Lingle and everybody in between, all they talk about, they don't talk about new drilling or ethanol. All they talk about is wind and solar. Have you ever noticed that, anybody?
Mm-hmm.
And so it occurs to me that why investors would not want to get interested anymore, and this is the capper, George, is that cap and tax. You know, they're ramming through their medical insurance, forcing us all to buy insurance. Good luck with that one. My religion won't allow me. So take me to jail and sue me. Yeah, talk to my lawyer, etc. But anyway, this year will be the cap and tax, George.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really freaked out a lot of business people, because they don't know what this Congress is going to do about that. Because if they do pass it, it's just going to cause more pain on us all.
Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't surprise me that investors are not are pulling away, as you mentioned, or just not being as interested as they should.
The reason investors are pulling away is because there's all you hear is negative propaganda about ethanol. Now, if, and that's the biggest American word, if people think about it, wouldn't the oil companies be putting out all the negative propaganda? They're trying to save their company. If ethanol ever got root in America, the oil company is history, because ethanol is 100 times better than gasoline. See, gasoline exhaust lets out carbon monoxide, which we all know eats oxygen. Okay, the exhaust that comes out with ethanol makes oxygen. So which of the two do you want? You want the one that gives you more air. Like Bob was saying, he was suffocating New Year's.
By the way, too bad the state can't make as much money as those guys selling aerials, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I don't know about you guys, but Ina Ina was a real show.
Nice, yeah?
Well, not really.
Oh.
But, George, last but not least, it occurred to me that, you know how they've got this green waste thing going, right? So they drive around and they pick up all our green waste, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes to a central station and they put it on the belt and they grind it all up and they make these huge mountains of compost. All I can see in that is ethanol.
That's right.
I mean,
you got it.
The connection there's something wrong, you know?
Don't see me, brother.
Okay. Thank
we'll
you,
see
George.
The other guy.
Okay.
That's true. You know, we're just not managing the state of Hawaii properly. That's not my job. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 296-5467. 296-5467. If you have anything to add on to it, something you'd like to say, or whatever, we just talk about anything. Would have been nice to have somebody call from someplace else in the world, listening on a computer. Oh, break time.
Break time. We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101. And his guest today is Sean and Theodore DeWard from Royal Purple.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Case truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031. Or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Why should you or anyone you know use Royal Purple in their cars? Why use Royal Purple at all? Numerous independent tests and user testimonials document performance gains by using Royal Purple lubricants, including increased horsepower and torque, reduced wear, improved fuel economy, reduced heat, and for your part to help the environment, reduced emissions.
On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Crestec Cleaning Center, Tiki Cycles Unlimited, Tony Nissan Volkswagen. On the Big Island, it's Magoo's Auto Parts.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and where's the phone calls? Open lines, folks, 296-5467. Call before it gets backed up again. It's free open, so give us a call. And Wanda was going to say something. I forgot what she said.
She's going to have another trivia?
No.
No, just one a day.
Just like the vitamins. One a day. So, anyway. I want to tell you a story about this realtor. She's forever been running Royal Purple in her car. And she came in and said, you know, times are hot. I'm going to switch to regular oil. So, I said, you know, if you look at, you pencil it out, it's a lot more expensive going regular oil. She said, no. It's cheap. I'll go regular oil. So regular oil, you got to change it 3,000 miles or 3 months, whichever comes first. Okay? It's not at the higher or the better. It's 3,000 miles or 3 months, whichever comes first. Now, on the average, people would have to change it 4 times a year. And I told her, if you look at the Royal Purple, it's 15,000 miles, which is longer than most people drive in a year. So maybe a year, three months.
And a quarter. Yeah.
So it's a lot cheaper. And she argued with me and said, no. The regular oil is cheaper. So I said, okay, we'll put it in. I don't know. People just don't figure.
It's hard, George. I mean, you know, Royal Purple is the cheapest oil on the market. I mean, when you got your gas mileage going up, you got everything else going up.
Yep.
You can't put a price tag on it.
Nope. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Betty from Pearl City.
Hi, Betty.
Hi, George. Thank you very much. Last week, I heard you say something about Tesoro is better gasoline than Shell.
No, Tesoro is just as good as the Shell.
Oh, so it doesn't matter which one to use.
Yeah, you can go either one. And I did a test last week on the two, and the Shell still gives you a little bit better gas mileage.
Oh, because Saturday was just programmed. Sunday I went, and I forgot, and I went to Shell. But the next time I went to Tesoro, and I felt that the car was better with the Tesoro.
Because it higher ethanol.
What is the difference?
Ethanol is 120 octane. So if you put little bit, even if a drop more of ethanol, that one would be better.
So Tesoro has a little bit more ethanol?
Maybe 1%.
So what kind of percentage do they have now?
Shell has 7% ethanol. Uh-huh. Tesoro has 8. But they vary back and forth. And for ever since they got ethanol, nobody ever had 10%.
Yeah, because over the years, since you said go to Shell, I've been going to Shell, and over the years, the car doesn't work as well.
Hmm. Yeah, because at one point they dropped the ethanol down to 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they do that because they know that the people of Hawaii have no way of testing what percent of ethanol is in the gas.
So I don't know, but Toyota Corolla seems to work better with the Tesoro right now.
Yeah, because you have more ethanol. And if you found a company that had 10% ethanol, the full 10%, it would be even better. Big difference going higher.
I'll wait for the day when you can bring in the ethanol.
Oh, I'm waiting for over 10 years now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Aloha. Okay. So, anyway, yes, the Tesoro has 1% more ethanol than Shell. So, it is better.
Right now.
Yep. Right now. So, I just got to keep checking and, you know. Actually, the state is supposed to be checking, but they're not checking.
George, where is Tesoro and Shell and all the other refineries getting their ethanol?
They're getting it from what I understand, from Aloha.
So where is Aloha getting it from?
From Brazil.
And they have to, they have to pay an import tax.
William said the last so many batches going to be coming in from USA. Corn. Not so good.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. But they go back and forth according to the price. The price of sugar and the price of that determines the price of ethanol.
The interesting thing is the price of sugar is now higher than it has been in its history.
Yeah, because of ethanol. See? And
bad crops in India and Brazil.
Yeah. Exactly. But you know, Brazil is your number one sugar grower in the world.
Yes.
And number two, you're going to be surprised, is China.
Mm-hmm.
And China makes everything for us, right? So, where's the ethanol? China's ethanol don't work. Yeah, and like I said, ethanol is very, very sensitive to whatever it's in. And I don't know what they're doing, but if you put it in a car, the car won't just flat run. It won't run. So, all the bad propaganda you hear about ethanol is probably the oil company poisoning the ethanol. I don't know.
Well, with China now surpassing the United States in the production of automobiles and sales of automobiles, it should certainly be to their advantage to find out why they can't produce a good ethanol.
That's right.
Well, George, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for coming in.
Happy New Year.
Our pleasure again.
Yep. Happy New Year to you guys.
And George, okay. just for the listeners, if they don't know where to get Royal Purple to keep you on the show, please call. You can call Theodore the Word at 352-5200 or call your shop.
All right.
We need to keep you on the show, and the listeners got to support us. And we do not sell to that grocery store.
Funny how they don't listen until it's too late.
Yeah.
Everybody always listen when it's too late. When a tidal wave is right at the shore, oops, then they decide to run. Anyway, thanks for listening, folks. And glad we didn't have a whole mass of accidents. Take care of each other, and we can do it this year. We can do it. We're Hawaii. Hawaii is number one in the world. Until next week, drive carefully. Aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR. AM 690